don't go out here when it's wet.
So here we are in Belfast, Ireland. Got in early this morning, and the wind is blowing, the sun is out. There's only a little bit of rain that hit us briefly as we started walking around. Hopefully you're not getting too much of that wind. I even was able to pick up some new clothes because I don't know when my luggage is going to arrive. It did not make the trip. In the meantime, we're walking over to see the Titanic. Welcome, this is the Celt Father, Mark Gunn, and I am on the Celtic invasion of Donegal. Each year I take fans on trips around the world, and we get to see some cool things. And today, actually, we are exploring the Titanic. There's a big museum in Belfast, Ireland, where we currently are, and I gotta say, it's pretty impressive. I have some great clips to share with you today.
Was Titanic sailing to...
Titanic was built here.
Well, yeah.
Then went over to England and then was sailing to New York.
It was sailing to New York. Okay. Into the icy depths of the cold Atlantic.
The Titanic was, in fact, a British passenger liner. It was built in Belfast, Ireland, in the shipyards. It was an Olympic-class ship, an enormous, massive undertaking to build. And it set sail from Southampton, England, headed down to Cherbourg, France, and then on to Queenstown, Ireland, before it was supposed to head to New York. But on April 15th, 1912, it crashed into an iceberg and 1,500 people died.
And the car stops, this guy, and then off the car. Okay,
the museum is truly a magnificent piece of art as well as history. You get to follow the creation of the Titanic and the challenges that were faced by many of the people, including in some rides like this one.
It used to be the largest passenger ship in the world, but we didn't call her Titanic then. I was there from the beginning. I watched the ship race lay the keel blocks. They set big wooden blocks on the slipway to start with, then the keel on top of it, like a backbone, and the frames attached to that, like a skeleton.
The creation of the ship was really cool. However, I think my favorite was definitely when you got to see the Titanic itself. They have some 3D visuals so you can see what it was like being on the Titanic, and then you also got to see what happened in the water when the ship sank, and they had some footage when they found the ship in the 80s.
As she went down, the back reared up and she was standing nearly perpendicular. The back bit broke off. It hit the water with such a smack. Water rushed in under tremendous force, ripped through the back of the ship and just shattered everything in its path. There you can see the part where it broke off. Do you see the two spines? And if you look at this, all this damage has been done by the pressure of the water forcing air through it and ripping it to bits. At one time, these were cabins and corridors and suites and restaurants. You can see now it's practically like matchwood. This decking is all there is left of the poop deck because it has been scooched all down to one end. So that is the back part of the ship. You're going to see the front part of the ship in a moment, and it looks completely different.
The trip through the Titanic Museum was totally awesome, I thought so. What did y'all think?
Very good, they did a good job.
I think it was really nice displays. I mean, everything from rides to the video screen where you're seeing all the different levels of the Titanic.
Right. An elevator, yeah.
The elevator, yeah, I mean, everything.
The film in the floor.
And the film in the floor was totally cool, where you got to see the wreckage of the Titanic at the end. That was totally amazing. And nothing like seeing the Titanic walking a mile back and now drinking a Guinness. So, my first Guinness of the trip. Not my last. Though I might try, branch out a little bit on this trip.
Yeah.
think last year I branched out a lot, so why not try some new stuff? But now I think it's a time for calming the day, letting the day come down, and relaxing.
As I drank my Guinness and waited for my fish and chips at the kitchen bar, music kicked up in the background, and I decided to find out a little bit more about the local musician.
My name's Leah, and I play fiddle.
My name's Kira, and I play accordion.
My name's John, and I play guitar.
And y'all just come out here for fun and just to play, or you get paid?
We play in the kitchen bar every Friday evening from 6:30 until 9:30. And anybody who wants to come down and have a listen to our music is more than welcome.
Let's say the idea is to start your own session.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So we are like the musicians the house band, and then other people come.
But what got you started in doing this?
That's hard,
Ali. I'm the father, and I started the two kids when they were about 6, 7.
And you've been slapping around, saying, learn an instrument,
yep, that's
and
it. Finish
the music for me.
And now they tell me what to do to slap me around.
As well they should. Can I ask you one quick question? So I have two daughters. How do I get them to get as good as they are?
Practice.
Was there a whip involved or something? I mean, come on.
Bribery.
Okay, bribery. I'm trying to figure this out.
Had to play like when we say we were learning like a wee bar of a tune. Had to play it 10 times.
Uh-huh.
And if you got it wrong, you went back to zero. So you had to do it another 10 times.
I got the 9 times. Yeah. When I got it wrong, I had to go back and do it 10 times again.
Oh wow!
Just keep practicing. That's what I mean.
Wow. Hey, y'all did great. So
that's what one of the guys, a guy famous musician, was going to Carnegie Hall.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped and he says, "Hey, guy, how do I get to Carnegie Hall?" The man says, "Practice, son, practice."
That's right. Thanks so much.
Well, there you have it. If you want your kids to learn how to play Irish music, well, then just start teaching them early. Repeat, what is it, 10 times? Is that what she said? Play it over and over again. If you don't get it right, you have to start all over. So that's what I have to start doing with my girls when Inara is old enough, and right now with my daughter Kenzie. If you'd like to find out more about this podcast, you can subscribe at KeltFather.com. And of course, you can also leave a comment in the show notes at MarkGunn.com or use the hashtag KeltFather. It's a great way to get in touch with me. And of course, if you want to support this podcast, then you can become a patron of the arts. Head on over to markgunn.net where you can support me for as little as $1 a month. It's a great, easy way to show your support. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more great content with you in the days to come.